Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Packers and the Bears getting ready to kick things off on Sunday night. It is the 100th season of Packers football. They started off against their rival, the Chicago Bears. A lot of talk about Khalil Mack. Was he going to be a Green Bay Packer? Lo and behold, he ends up in the Chicago Bears camp. Now not only do the Packers not get him, now they have to face him twice a season, and they have to face him right away on Sunday night. To talk more about it, Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andy, how you been, man?
Hey, Bill, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this whole thing with Khalil Mack, I mean, I got to admit, as a Packers fan, pissed me off, because not only did you not push all your chips to the middle of the table, you were supposedly setting up Aaron Rodgers' contract to make it friendly, to make something like this happen. Now he ends up a Chicago Bear, and you know he's going to be coming after Aaron Rodgers. Those two teams between the Bears and the Vikings have put Aaron Rodgers out for the season twice over the last, 3-4 years. So doesn't make me feel good if I'm a Packers fan right now.
Well, no, and it shouldn't make anyone in the NFC North feel good except the Chicago Bears themselves. With a guy like Mack, his contract's so enormous. And what happens with those enormous contracts, it's not just that they tie up your cap space. They demand a lot of cash on hand, which I'm sure the Packers have. Maybe the Raiders did or didn't. We don't know. But you've got to be a rich franchise to do that, because a lot of that money needs to be put into escrow up front. And then the salary cap implications can change from 1 year to the next so much. So it would be hard to speak to the details of it if Rodgers' contract, I could believe it either way. If someone said Rodgers' contract, because that's also the biggest deal, that would have been prohibitive to have the highest paid offensive and defensive player in history on the same roster. It's not possible. But if someone did say, no, there's creative accounting for it, I could believe that too. That salary cap's a tricky thing. But to give up 2 first-round picks plus a wad of money, that's a lot to give up for a guy.
So let me ask you this. How much better are the Chicago Bears? I mean, because we all know, most people anyway are saying, look, the best defense in the division is Minnesota. What they did Aaron Rodgers last year, we all know. And the fact that they picked up Kirk Cousins, they believe getting Dalvin Cook back, that offense is going to roll and do just enough to make that team very successful. So how much better are the Bears? Because the Bears could be the fly in the ointment for either one of these teams.
Absolutely. I'll put it to you like this, Bill. This year at the Combine, I spoke with a lot of coaches, and one of the topics of conversation that came up is coaches absolutely love the Bears' defense. They love their coordinator, Vic Fangio, and what he does. He's extremely difficult to play against because they're very nuanced in a lot of their disguises. They don't even look like they're disguising, and they are. They're a hard team to match up against with those matchup zones. And my line of thinking, and I didn't hear anyone refute this, is the Bears are one really good edge defender away from being easily a top 10, maybe a top 5 defense. And obviously Khalil Mack would more than count as a really good edge defender. So I think this is a big, huge move for the Bears. I don't know if it makes them better than any of those other three teams in the North. That's a pretty stout division this year. But the Bears certainly have a defense that can hold any team to 10 points or less on any given Sunday now.
The biggest question is Matt Nagy, and what can he do for Mitch Trubisky to make this offense actually go and become viable?
And I like the marriage. Trubisky he's got a little bit of a ceiling on. I think he can be a really good QB, but he's going to be a guy that they kind of like. I think he can be a better version of Kirk Cousins, to put it in basic terms. And with a guy like that, you need the system to work for him. He's going to need to be helped by the system. He's not like your guy there in Green Bay where you just line up and play and he's going to beat you. You've got to marry the system really well to Trubisky. And I think Nagy's system does marry well there. He's going to use a lot of misdirection. He'll probably move the pocket at times. There's going to be a lot of college elements to the scheme in a good way. And all of that propagates a timing and a rhythm passer, which Trubisky can be. So I think Trubisky will be better than what Alex Smith was for Nagy. Maybe not right away, but ultimately he can be. I like the coach and QB marriage there.
So I'm looking at this offensively for the Green Bay Packers as this is what obviously is going to be the engine of this team. Aaron Rodgers has to be on point almost immediately. We've seen it in the past where they don't play a lot in the preseason, and it takes them three or four games to kind of get it all going. So what are you expecting out of this offense? What are you expecting out of Jimmy Graham, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, and an offensive line that at best is a little bit depth depleted?
Yeah. Well, Mike McCarthy had the interesting quote early in the season where I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of we're rewriting the playbook. We're starting on page one and we're installing it. And I get what he's saying on that. We're going back to fundamentals. We're going to also expand some things. We're going to, you know, every coach can say that kind of thing. The reality for every NFL team, and especially one that's got a QB as talented as Rodgers, is your offense takes on the shape of your quarterback. So it's going to become whatever Rodgers makes it. And Rodgers' history suggests it's going to be a lot of isolation routes, a lot of sandlot style plays. And with that, you get inherent inconsistency. Now, inconsistency, we think of it and we say, oh, it's bad. Inconsistency means good and bad. And with Green Bay, there's obviously a lot more good than bad. Rodgers is as talented as anyone who's ever played the game. I think Graham, to take one specific example, Bill, I think Jimmy Graham fits that kind of approach, a big red zone target, a guy who can uncover late in the down, back shoulder targets. They need, you know, that's a big deal with Rodgers. So I think their personnel is in place there. They got a good offensive line, so Rodgers can extend plays a little more comfortably. It's just a matter, it's a hard blend to find, though, because there's a fine line between randomized football and overly schemed football. And Mike McCarthy, he's got to let Aaron Rodgers be free, but not so free that they just go all over the place, because I think Rodgers can take that a little bit too far at times.
Talking with Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB. Andy, now, the last time Joe Philbin was in that room, this had one of the best, if not the best in that year, scoring offenses in all of football. A lot of people are happy to see Joe Philbin back as the offensive coordinator under Mike McCarthy. I know you talked about scrubbing the playbook. We haven't really seen the depth of this, obviously, with the preseason. So do you think that because of maybe it wasn't Khalil Mack, maybe some of the biggest moves for the Green Bay Packers this offseason came in the form of Mike Pettine and Joe Philbin and two head coaching minds that are now in there with Mike McCarthy. Do you agree with that?
I certainly agree with the theory. I don't know Philbin or Pettine personally, but I know coaching in the NFL is so much more important than people realize. And we always think of head coaches, but really what we're speaking to are assistant coaches. And these coordinators are the ones that handle the details of the game plan. And every team is so talented. The pros are the top 0.5% of college players. So the worst team and the best team, there's not a huge difference between their level of talent. It's how you employ your talent and how you present it. And that gets into the coaching and the scheming. So to have a proven guy like Philbin back and giving his input there, and then Pettine, who I think is going to do a lot of the same stuff Dom Capers did, but he's a little bit of a fresher approach to it. He's earlier in his career still at this stage, relative to Capers, that is. I think there'd be reason for optimism. Coaching's a big deal, and if you feel you got the right coaches, that can be the difference between 8-8 and 12-4.
Andy, real quick before I let you go, what kind of a season do you foresee the Green Bay Packers having?
I picked them to win the NFC North, and I'm higher on their defense than I bet a lot of Packers fans would be. I don't think it's a great defense, but I think it's a potentially a big play defense, and that's a big deal when you've got an offense that can score 25 or 30 points a game. So I'm very optimistic on the Packers. I don't know if I'd have them as the best team in the NFC, but they're certainly very legitimate Super Bowl contenders.
Andy, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we're going to chat more as the season goes on and more film is out there and you get a chance to break it down. But thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Oh, yeah, anytime for you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB. You can find him on Twitter at Andy Benoit. Always good. Always great to break down. Always good to talk to. And he is, like I said, you can read his stuff in Sports Illustrated, the MMQB. He breaks down so much film. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, just watch him on Twitter. Just breaks down game after game after game. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.